The good news is we got one slide. And my name is Dr. Andrew King, and I mentioned during my title that I'd like to talk about developing pedagogical strategies for plant trials meet classroom. That'd be better. So, plant trials, we all are familiar with how those go. So our plant trials are an effort to try to determine which plants, what cultivars of plants, which species of plants would grow either best in a particular environment or perhaps worse in a particular environment. Whether it be sort of an informal plant trial or more of a formal replicated randomized plant trial like this one at Texas AgriLife Extension Center there in Overton, Texas. Dr. Brent Pemberton does a fantastic job there of trialing the latest and greatest from all the seed companies. Anyway, there's much to be learned in plant trials for everyone, and of course that includes students, especially students. So we're looking at students who can learn that there's a lot of different variation in a particular species. These top two pictures are from the National Botanic Garden in Dublin, Ireland. And man, you talk about variation in species. The entire garden is basically a test garden. And it was inspiring, especially for this particular talk. Anyway, students can learn the variation in species. They can learn how to, of course, prep a bed, how to lay plastic, how to actually go out there and use large equipment. I put this particular picture in to prove I've actually done a day's work before. You say we're not sure it was a whole day, but it was. Anyway, we were out there and with students, able to show them how to prep beds, use equipment, how to plant the plants properly, how to randomize trials properly, how to then take data, analyze it, and interpret it as well. That's one of the criteria that we use for our Bachelor of Science students. Our idea then is to take these different classes that we have. This is too large of a project for one particular class. It's too large of a project for one student for the most part. So we take like our nursery management production course or our greenhouse production course and utilize them to grow the plants in the first place. A special problems course perhaps where a couple of students can come in and help to prep the beds or plant the plants, take care of them. And then, of course, perhaps plant materials courses or the next nursery course to actually collect the data and analyze it and interpret it again. And grad students can even look into, whether or not they want to get some extra funding perhaps in this case. Anyway, all that to be said, we do this to try to make some happy students, and we've done so on a small scale and hope to do so on a much larger scale from this point forward. Unfortunately, it is 8:05. And it is time for our next speaker. So if you have questions for me, there will be a 15-minute period here in just a few minutes. All right?